world is Jesus. Amen. I hope you believe that. I do, with all my heart. Now, why did I pick that song for us to sing? Well, I'm going to tell you. Our theme for Aletheia Springs this summer is living as children of light in a dark world. Did you hear that? Living as children of light in a dark world. We chose that theme when we were reading the magazine put out by Franklin Graham, Decision Magazine. And they had three or four different articles talking about how the world today is overcome with evil, and it's overcoming goodness, it's overcoming light. And so Miss Judy and I spent a long time working on our theme for this summer, and I'm gonna read you what's going to be in our brochure. As we get closer to the promised return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the world in which we live has gotten farther and farther away from the biblical principles of living that God has provided for us in the Scriptures. 1 Timothy 3:1-5 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, despisers of those that are good, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." 2 Peter 2:1 warns us that in the last days there shall be false teachers among you, privately bringing in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. The goal of darkness has always been to block the light and silence the truth anywhere and everywhere it possibly can. For centuries, biblical Christianity has been under attack. Lately, anti-Christian organizations are on the rise, boldly calling light darkness and darkness light. These influences of darkness are more viciously and openly attacking the truths we love and pervading every area of society. We cannot evade or hide our families from these influences of darkness. Jesus tells us in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 45 and 46 and 35 and 36, "He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me shall not abide in darkness. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Christians are now the children of light, and we have been given serious warnings about the dark side. 1 Peter 5:8-9, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." Our mission this summer will be to counter the darkness in our contemporary society with the light of God's word. Jude chapter 17, verse 18 says, "But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there would be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust." Matthew 5:16 will be uppermost in our minds as we teach young people how to interact with this ever-darkening world. This is where Jesus himself said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Thank God he has provided the scriptures and the armor for us and our children so that we will not be blown over by our adversary's evil tactics. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6:11-18, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. From its inception, Aletheia Springs has sought to support Christian parents and Bible-believing churches as we go from about our instruction. The teaching is always age-appropriate. Our summer classes begin with students entering grade 5 and with the senior high college age session. Students who attend the senior high college week will be given the opportunity, if they wish, to extend their stay another week to receive additional teaching on our theme. Now, I am so excited about this theme because it's so important. This theme right here is more needed than ever before in the history of the church. I believe that with all my heart. I'm going to spend some time this morning with you, taking you to 16 passages of Scripture. Now, what time do I have to stop? Quarter of. We will stop at quarter of, okay? I promise I will stop at quarter of, okay? We're going to start in Genesis, and we're going to end up in Revelation. Genesis chapter 1. I'd like you to follow with me in the Word of God. I'm going to read the first four verses of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." Isn't that interesting? And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay, now turn to John's Gospel. We're going to the New Testament. And we'll be in every book just about in the New Testament. By the way, this is a book that was given to me after my Bibles all burned down. And he's got all these little tabs. And it's hard to find where things are. In John's Gospel, here we go, chapter 1. And let's start with verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now get this, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Didn't comprehend the light of the world. So anyway... Let me take you to John chapter 3. By the way, if you come to Aletheia Springs, any of you young people, you'll have everything that I'm going to give to you, given to you. John 3, verse 19. Let's start there. And this is the confidence. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Oh, I love that. Let's keep going on here. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Well, we'll stop there because I want to end on time. Come over to John chapter 12. And we'll put it at verse 35. Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Are you listening? Turn to the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll go to chapter 26. And we'll start at verse 14. 26, 14. This is the Apostle Paul giving his account of his salvation experience. And he says in verse 13, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And I said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Isn't that an amazing portion of scripture? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. And we'll read 7 verses there. We'll start with verse 3. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not forsaken. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, 'I believed, and therefore have I spoken.' We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you all. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. That the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That's going to be a big theme this summer for us. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of the truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You are straitened in us, but you are in us, but you are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense of the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath fellowship with the righteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Of what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? I hope you're following with me. Did you hear? I've worked up to that point where it says, what? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Okay, that's pretty clear, I think. Okay, let's go to Ephesians. You know, my wife got saved at Word of Life. You all know where Word of Life, Jack Wharton's camp? And she always says the guy was preaching when she got saved. He would say, now turn with me to the book of Ephesians. So that she always laughs when she says that. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll put in at verse 1. Be ye followers, therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Now, down to verse 10 of this same chapter. Let's start with verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. There it is. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. If you don't believe the days are evil, start reading some of the magazines and the newspapers and see what's going on. If you get Decision Magazine, you'll find that it tells a story of a man who was taking photographs of the butchering of babies by Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood were taking the parts of the babies that were aborted, and they would take these parts and sell them, and the average baby's parts sell for $17,000. And this man, a Christian man, was taking photographs of all of this. And so they took this man to jail and have charged him with murder and all kinds of things. See, we're living in a post-Christian era. And if you don't believe that, go find a Decision Magazine, maybe the second magazine that came out in the last couple of months. Okay, let's go to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. It was reading that newspaper, that magazine, that got Miss Judy and I worked up about our theme for this summer. Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Notice that word light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Let me emphasize that word darkness. And hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll read the first 8 verses. Of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But ye brethren are not in darkness. Let me emphasize that. Ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, they that be drunken are drunken in the night, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Oh my, I love that. Turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, chapter 2, and just one verse here, 1 Peter, chapter 2, and verse 9. Unto you, therefore, which believe, more than one verse. He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called us out of his darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, did you hear that? You thought I was never going to stop reading. But I got down, had to build up to the main point. We're a peculiar people. And we're to be showing forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness. We're believers. Into his marvelous light. Oh, I love that. 1 John. Chapter 1. We'll read the first 7 verses. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Now here it comes, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Okay, now let's go to 1 John chapter 2. And we'll start with verse 7. Brethren, you know, I think of my dear, beloved brother who's gone with the Lord. He could say brethren, and everybody in this congregation would just melt, because they knew he really meant that. It's John Bramhall. Oh, he was my dear friend. I had the joy of sharing the ministry with him in several conferences. And I used to sit next to Mr. Bramhall, and I felt like I was in heaven when I was with this dear brother. Well, here in 1 John chapter 2, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Oh, my. Well, we just got 2 more passages from the book of Revelation. I love the book of Revelation. You know, I guess I love it so much because I spent 13 years writing my commentary on the book of Revelation. And in Revelation, I want to just take you to 2 passages, chapter 21 and 22, and just a couple verses in both of those. Chapter 21. And listen to these 2 verses. I don't know about you, but I know I'm saved. You know, if Mr. Bramhall was here and he'd say, brethren, I knew he would be talking to me. Because this is, we're into the future right now. Here, Revelation chapter 21, starting with verse 23, talking about heaven. I can't wait to get there. And this, we'll start with verse 22. And I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, chapter 22, verse 5. Well, let's start with verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the, or the health of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Verse 5 now, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And then in bold letters in red in my Bible, it's a Bible that I got, somebody gave to me after our house burned down and all my Bibles were burned up, in red. Behold, that means these are the words of the Lord Jesus. I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Isn't that wonderful? I love that. Well, now you see why our theme at Aletheia Springs this summer is going to be living as children of light in a dark world. I want to read what Miss Judy and I wrote up that will be in the brochure of Aletheia Springs. As we get closer to the promised return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the world in which we live has gotten farther and farther away from the biblical principles of living that Christ has provided for us in the Scriptures. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, despisers of those that are good, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 1 Timothy 3. Now, I know I probably read this to you already. 2 Peter 2:1 warns us that in the last days there shall be false teachers among you, privately bringing in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. The goal of darkness has always been to block the light and silence the truth anywhere and everywhere it possibly can. For centuries, biblical Christianity has been under attack. Lately, anti-Christian organizations are on the rise, boldly calling light darkness and darkness light. These influences of darkness are more viciously and openly attacking the truth we love and pervading every area of society. We cannot evade or hide our families from these influences of darkness. Jesus tells us in John 12, we just read these two verses, four verses, "He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me shall not abide in darkness. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Christians are now the children of light. We have been given serious warnings about the dark side. 1 Peter 5, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." Our mission this summer will be to counter the darkness in our contemporary society with the light of God's word. Jude 17 and 18, "But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that he told you there would be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust." Matthew 5:16 will be uppermost in our minds as we teach young people how to interact with this ever-darkening world. This is where Jesus himself said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's what we're committed to doing this summer at Aletheia Springs. Age appropriate. We're not going to teach young children entering the fifth grade on the same level that we're going to be teaching the college and career age. But we're going to be teaching the young children what they're going to be facing as they go beyond the fifth grade and the sixth grade and so on. We're going to tell them about the armor of God and how to put on the armor of God. We've had teaching on this a few years ago. Our youngest son, who's a police officer in Sumter, South Carolina, came up and was our teacher in that younger age group, and he had his police uniform on, and he told them how to put, a policeman puts his armor on, because he doesn't want to get shot and killed himself. He told the children about how he was sick one day and he wasn't able to go to work, and one of his buddies was in his place. And he got shot because he forgot to put on the whole armor of God. He wasn't killed, but he was almost shot. He told them about the time he was sent to a house on a call. It was a call because there were people supposedly at a house that belonged to a evil person. It had these big dogs and so on. And Ben had a trainee with him, and he had the trainee go around this side of the house, and Ben went this side of the house, and he saw these vicious dogs in the cage, and he watched them. And then as Ben turned, he saw this big dog come running right at him and up in the air, and Ben pulled his pistol, and his trainee said, Ben, what is that? He said, "He's dead." He said, "Who's dead?" "He's a dog." And he thought he meant that was a man that he shot. No, it was a big dog that was vicious dog and so on. But you know, there are people who are vicious dogs today in our society. And we need to be aware that they are promoting evil doctrine. I've been a public school teacher. I've been a college professor. I taught at Virginia Tech. I got my doctorate from Virginia Tech. I'm a Hokie. I don't know if you know, all down here know anything about what Hokies are. I tell them they're successful basketball people. But we have an evil, we're living in an evil age, And children who are going into public schooling are taking in evil doctrine. Now, we've had our children in public schools. I've been a teacher in public schools. But I'll tell you what, wrote an article that my major professor flew with me to California. And Dr. Saul Cohen was responding to my paper. And he got up, and after reading my paper, he made this statement: "Mr. Stiles, I lost a lot of sleep last night reading your paper. I felt very good at that point." He said, "But I'm not going to change what I espouse and what I teach." And he said, we have finally got control of public education, and I'm not going to change what I'm teaching college students. You know, at that time, you know what I decided as I was flying back to Virginia? I'm not going to have my children anymore in public schools. No more. If they're going to take the highest person in public education in the country to make such a statement like that, that I'm going to put my kids either in homeschooling, which I decided not to do, but I was going to put them in Christian schooling. And God has honored that decision on our part. Well, it's quarter up. I had till quarter of. And so let's just close with a word of prayer. This afternoon, I'm going to, I don't know when's the last time you heard anybody speak on Onesimus from the book of Philemon, but I won't be as long on that, and I won't be reading as much of printed material, but I just love the story of Onesimus. You know, and I'll just tell you this. Do you know that, I haven't read this in just one other place. Onesimus ended up being the leading Christian in the whole region around Colossae and Ephesus. That's where he ended up as a godly man. What a story is that story of Onesimus. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. And we ask now that you'll take these things to our hearts, the light and darkness, the light that's being extinguished in our culture, and the darkness is reigning. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you'll help us to understand how bad things are. And we thank you for the preciousness of the light of the world is still Jesus. And Lord, we can proclaim him, and we can commit our children, our grandchildren, to you, and find them in ways where they can sit under the teaching of the light of the world. Pray for our Aletheia Springs summer program as we teach these things. For we ask it in his name, precious, precious name. Amen.